Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levin.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I am your host, Mark Levin, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. Wow, is Mueller closing in? The special prosecutor bided his time, as he was required to do, actually, by law, or at least by the practice of the Justice Department, waited till after the elections, and boom, our president is scrambling. Now, just quickly on the timing decision, I should note that Jim Comey, had he bided his time as required by regulations, Donald Trump wouldn't be president. Had he followed the law as well as Mueller has done, I'm quite confident that even with the Russian help for Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton would have won in pretty strong number of electoral votes. She would be president. But Comey didn't follow the rules. Mueller has. Mueller waited till after the election, and oh boy, it is Mueller time. Look, one of the things that I was wondering about, but I knew Mueller had to have a reason, and I even alluded to this last week, is I was wondering why he let Donald Trump off without a subpoena. We need to remember that Richard Nixon was subpoenaed. They got the tapes. And soon after getting the tapes, Nixon resigned. Bill Clinton was subpoenaed for a pretty silly reason. After all, Whitewater was an Arkansas land deal. And the question that the special prosecutor there wanted to know, who couldn't find anything, Ken Starr couldn't find anything on financial dealings that Bill Clinton had done wrong, but he did prove that the president had been with a woman other than his wife. So that was the scandal, and they subpoenaed Bill Clinton to talk about his extramarital affairs. I dare say if we subpoenaed Congress to talk about their extramarital affairs, 1 in 4, 1 in 3, you tell me, 1 in 2 would have ended up in the same place that Bill Clinton had. In this case, though, Robert Mueller didn't issue a subpoena, knowing that Donald Trump would fight it up to the Supreme Court and down, and it would take another 6 months to a year to be resolved. But the question was, well, why not just go ahead and issue it, get the battle started? You're going to need Donald Trump's testimony anyway. Why give in to all of the conditions of Donald Trump's lawyers? 1, it has to be in writing. 2, he has to get the questions in advance. 3, his lawyers can write it for him. 4, they were only going to deal with certain topics. They couldn't deal with obstruction of justice. They couldn't deal with emoluments. Emoluments is that fancy constitutional phrase for foreign gifts you're not supposed to receive. No, they could only deal with collusion. And as Donald Trump would say, no collusion, no collusion, no collusion. Well, let's see. I'm just going to ask my producer, Mark Grimaldi. Do we have a tape of Donald Trump denying collusion, denying any Russian ties? Yeah. Let's play some of his denials here.
I have nothing to do with Russia.
I have nothing to do with Putin.
Mr. Trump has no financial relationships with any Russian oligarchs.
That's what he said. That's what I said. That's obviously what our position is.
I don't know Putin.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
She always likes to tie me in with Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia, folks.
Did anyone involved in the Trump campaign have any contact with Russians trying to meddle with the election?
Absolutely not. And I discussed that with the president-elect just last night.
I didn't have communications with the Russians.
Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians?
Well, of course not. Of course not. Why would there be any contacts between the campaign?
There's nothing that would conclude me that anything different has changed with respect to that time period.
Nobody that I know of.
So you're not aware of any contacts during the course of the election?
How many times do I have to answer this question?
Can you just say
Russia is a ruse.
Okay. So have you heard it? Have you heard it now, 3 dozen, 5 dozen times? Nothing to do with Russia. Nothing. Nothing. Except that Michael Cohen just pled guilty today. You remember Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's personal lawyer and favorite fixer? Ooh, boy. Donald Trump's in for a fix. Michael Cohen admitted that not only did Donald Trump have ties with Russia, But he was working to get a special land deal, financial deal, money and real estate for the Trump Tower well into the election, well after Donald Trump denied have any contact with Russians, any contact with Putin. They're negotiating. They're trying to grab money for the deal. The same time as Roger Stone and Paul Manafort. Now it seems Roger Stone was working with WikiLeaks to get the espionage from Russia, from WikiLeaks over to use against Hillary Clinton. Paul Manafort lying about the deal all along, trying to protect Donald Trump. Now that Donald Trump knows that Mueller knows, well, first of all, he's in trouble because my guess is he's already put those denials in writing from his lawyers, and so he's already committed perjury. But listen how, after all these denials, listen how his story just today, just a couple days ago, has changed.
So here's the story. Go back and look at the paper that Michael Cohen wrote before he testified in the House and or Senate. It talked about his position. What he's trying to do, because he's a weak person and not a very smart person, what he's trying to do is end, and it's very simple, he's got himself a big prison sentence, and he's trying to get a much lesser prison sentence by making up a story. Now, here's the thing. Even if he was right, it doesn't matter, because I was allowed to do whatever I wanted during the campaign. I was running my business, a lot of different things during the campaign. So very simply, Michael Cohen is lying, and he's trying to get a reduced sentence for things that have nothing to do with me. Now, let me go a step further. I think you should go back to, I think it was January. It was just reported very well by Catherine Herridge, who's a terrific reporter on Fox. She talks about a letter that he signed. I don't even remember it. And it specifically talks about this deal. This deal was a very public deal. Everybody knows about this deal. I wasn't trying to hide anything. Okay.
I hope you heard that.
When the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
That was Richard Nixon. So I hope you heard that clip. I know my radio audience heard it. Some of my Facebook friends didn't. Go to MarkLevineTalk.com for full audio of this show. What the president just said is Michael Cohen's lying. But even if he was telling the truth, even if I had all these connections with Russia, even if I did business with Russia, even if I colluded with Russia, even if I used stuff they obtained from espionage, conspiracy after the fact, I conspired with Russia because I knew that Russia could help me become president, and I promised Russia all kinds of things once I became president, even if I aided and abetted America's greatest enemy, that's from the treason statute, by the way, and I accepted money from the Russians to change my policies toward them, that would be bribery. And I colluded with the Russians and committed espionage and used, I didn't have to commit the espionage, I could just use the Russian espionage in my campaign. That would be a pretty serious violation. Treason is punishable by death, Mr. President. And we've had people steal secrets and give them to the Russians and that have been executed. But even if I did all of that, it wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter. Even if I did all of that and lied about it to the special counsel and to the American people. Well, here's my story. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to add another letter to our little impeachment clause here. It is now an IMPEA. That's right. We are at letter 5. IMPEA. Today is not a good day for Donald Trump. And for anyone who doubted Robert Mueller, he's played this beautifully. I want you to think about the distinction between Donald Trump, whose White House leaks every second minute, as they talk about the infighting, remember, and John Kelly is strangling Corey Lewandowski, and they're all yelling and screaming at each other. Robert Mueller has been silent as a cat waiting for his mouse. He has now captured the tail of the mouse. The mouse is struggling to get away. And curiouser, Mueller would have had to tell that toady, Matthew Whitaker, the guy that Donald Trump appointed as acting attorney general, that I would argue under the law has no power to oversee the Mueller investigation because he hasn't been confirmed by the Senate. So he would have told Rosenstein. Rosenstein might have told Whitaker. My guess is he told Whitaker they were bringing Michael Cohen in for another plea. Probably weren't telling them what Michael Cohen was pleading to. Michael Cohen says now that he lied to Congress in his plea deal when he denied that Donald Trump had any connections with Russia. That he lied to Congress when he said that Donald Trump had no business dealings with Russia. That in fact, not only did he continue business dealings with Russia, up through and including the primary campaign, but he informed Individual One, a.k.a. the Donald. He informed the Donald three times, no less than three times, about the negotiations with the Russian government. Let's see. How do you spell collusion? We'll take a quick break. If you want to dial in, it's 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. I'll be right back. Whatever.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levin.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levin. Let's talk about collusion, shall we? The president said that he had stopped doing any kind of deal to try to get Trump Tower in Moscow in January 2016. Michael Cohen now admits that that was a lie. Indeed, they continued to have these negotiations well up to June 2016, or all during the primary process. You heard the president, we played about 12 or 20 denials of connections with Russia. Now, a day after Cohen admitted the president was connected to Russia, the president's lawyers have now confirmed that yes, he was still trying to get that deal, still working with Russia, still colluding all through the primaries. Trump has admitted it. He's admitted it. He's like the child that took the chocolate chip cookies. And didn't have the cookies. No, nowhere near the cookies. I don't know what you're talking about. Donnie, I can see the chocolate on your face. Oh, yeah, Mom, I had a cookie. It was just one. It's not just Donald Trump. His family members were also aware, and Cohen denied that too. Number two, Vladimir Putin helped cover it up. That's right. The dictator of Russia was intimately involved in this because Cohen claimed that he emailed Putin's press office and never heard back. Oops, that's a lie too. An assistant to Putin's top spokesman, a guy named Dmitry Peskov, did email him back, according to the plea deal, and they spoke on the phone for at least 20 minutes. But Cohen isn't the only one who lied about it. Vladimir Putin also lied about it. Now, I'm not surprised that Vladimir Putin would lie about anything. But remember, Donald Trump claims that he's not an ally of Putin. He claims that Putin isn't doing his dirty work. Why would Putin lie about all of this? Number three, it's not just, and by the way, I want to give credit where credit's due. A lot of this comes from Aaron Blake, who writes about it in the Washington Post, this distillation. Number three, the family knew about it. They tried to get, and Peskov even invited Cohen to be his guest in Russia's St. Petersburg Forum to introduce him personally to Vladimir Putin. They were making the high-level arrangements for him. Why didn't it happen? Only because of June 14th, 2016. That's when the plans to travel to Russia were canceled. What happened on June 14th, 2016, after Trump had secured the nomination, just 5 months before the election? On that day, the Washington Post broke the story that Russia had hacked the Democratic National Committee. Cohen and Trump were ready to keep the collusion going. They wanted to keep working with Vladimir Putin. They wanted to get their deal. They wanted to get their grubby hands on some moolah. Donald Trump wasn't going to win the election, but he could make a ton of money, promising the Russians all kinds of things if he would become president, knowing he'd never become president. And in the meantime, cashing in. But Russia stopped once they knew that America was aware that they were committing espionage, that they'd hacked into the Democratic National Committee and planned to use those emails. Later on, this is the second part of the story after the break, we see how the Russian espionage was actually used by Donald Trump openly after his associates, Roger Stone and Paul Manafort, made sure that it would help his campaign. Collusion, collusion, collusion. We'll be right back after this. Evidence comes in of Donald Trump's business ties with Russia, the benefits he got from Russia, the way he gave benefits back to Vladimir Putin, the fact that he conspired with America's greatest enemy, aided and abetted our enemy, took bribes, lied about it, and basically committed conspiracy with them to commit espionage or to use materials after the fact, obtained via espionage, spying against the United States, and Donald Trump is profiting from it. I'm not surprised. I'm gratified because it's what I expected all along, but I'm not surprised. None of this surprises me because I stopped believing Donald Trump the first time I heard of Donald Trump. He's not a very believable guy. Ask his three wives. Ask the people on his reality show if there was any reality there. Ask the people who he first lied about his net wealth to. But it is gratifying. I believed all along, I've said all along, I had perfect faith in Robert Mueller. I knew he was Republican, but I knew he put his country ahead of his party. And as he digs deeper and deeper and deeper, well, the swamp creatures keep trying to run for the door. Of course he knew about the meeting in Trump Tower that he lied about. Of course he had business ties with Russia that he lied about. Of course he has business ties in Saudi Arabia, which is why their murder of a Washington Post journalist is just fine with Donald Trump. Yeah, they murdered him. Yeah, they dismembered him. Yeah, he was screaming, but Donald Trump isn't going to listen to the tape. Apparently he can't hear tough things. Apparently he's a little too delicate for that. But of course he has business ties with Saudi Arabia. He even has suggested North Korea might have nice beaches for his hotels. Donald Trump, interestingly, doesn't traffic with dictators, as some have said, because he loves dictatorship. Yeah, he loves dictatorship, but he travels with dictators because they pay him. Donald Trump is about Donald Trump. Remember, this is the guy who comes from a family who defrauded the U.S. government of $500 million, according to the New York Times. $500 million. That's not chump change. Donald Trump didn't earn it. His father earned it, Fred Trump. He just never paid taxes on it. $500 million in taxes. The money was like twice that. So now we're cracking down. Now Mueller's closing in. Now we find names like Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone and these swamp creatures who have always tried to hang around famous people and It's fascinating as you read the timeline in the plea deal. Russia didn't think Donald Trump had a chance, and Donald Trump didn't think that Donald Trump had a chance. But Donald Trump kept playing Russia, saying, you know, I'm going to be president. You got to listen to me. You got to make this deal. And all through 2015, you hear Cohen begging Russia, hey, you got to take Trump seriously. And they're not. They're playing, riding him along. They find out he's in the primaries. They sign a letter of intent. Then they don't respond for several months. And then lo and behold, to everyone's surprise, particularly Donald Trump's surprise, he starts doing well. He starts winning some primaries and caucuses. And the Russians notice. And suddenly, they're interested again. And all through 2016, as Donald Trump does better in the primaries, Russia gets more and more interested in the deal. Now, these people that wouldn't even respond to Cohen's emails are talking to Cohen on the phone at length. In English, Donald Trump is regular being Michael Cohen is regularly reporting to Donald Trump. Donald Trump denies it, but now he admits it. The noose is tightening. And I have no doubt that Mueller got his written questions, and I'm sure that Donald Trump was squirrely in his answers with his lawyers. But even squirrely answers can get you in trouble. Remember, Bill Clinton said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. And you know what? He didn't. He didn't have sexual relations, meaning sexual intercourse. There's no evidence he did. He was being squirrely, though, because he did something sexual with her. Bill Clinton was hiding an affair. We all know that now. Donald Trump's hiding a lot more. Affairs are nothing for him. He cheated on all three of his wives. Cheated several times on Melania while she was pregnant. That probably doesn't sit well with her son. I don't know. But he did far worse than that. He was conspiring with America's greatest enemy to allow that enemy to determine who our next president would be against the will and knowledge of the American people. He was allowing Vladimir Putin to install a ruler in the United States who would be very quiescent, very, very giving to Vladimir Putin. He would do what Vladimir Putin wanted. He was, as Hillary Clinton famously said, Putin's puppet. And lo and behold, all that tough talk on Ukraine vanished from the Republican platform right before the Republican National Committee. Right before the convention. He also, as we now know, gave the most secret, not some tiny thing way down in email that Hillary Clinton talked to a foreign leader. No, no, no. He gave the most top secret classified military information to the Russians one-on-one in the Oval Office with no Americans there, only the Russian press. Can you imagine Ronald Reagan doing that? Could you imagine any U.S. president doing that? Certainly not Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George Bush, none of them. Eisenhower, Truman, Roosevelt, never. And we know he met with Vladimir Putin for 2 hours, mano a mano, one-on-one with translators. Did they try to get their story straight? Well, hey, House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, once you become Speaker, and I hope you do, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, new chairs, I hope, of the Judiciary Committee, Intelligence Committee, I got a subpoena for you. I want you to subpoena the translator, the American translator, and order that translator to speak. Let them take that one up to the U.S. Supreme Court. I bet that translator knows a lot. Donald Trump planned until this morning, going down to Argentina, planned to meet again with Vladimir Putin. He wasn't going to meet with the Saudi leader, who murdered the Washington Post journalist. He knew that looked bad. We have yet to determine all of Donald Trump's Saudi interests, how many emoluments the Saudis are paying him. But Vladimir Putin, he was going to meet with him until this morning, until Michael Cohen's plea came out, talking about the fact that Donald Trump lied about his lack of Russia connections. And lo and behold, just a few hours ago, that meeting got canceled because of Ukraine. That's what Donald says. Now, Russia did a terrible thing to Ukraine a week ago. It violated international law, did not allow Ukraine through international waterways to reach Ukraine. Ukraine was going from one part of Ukraine to another through an international waterway. Frankly, right next to Crimea, which is also owned by Ukraine. And everyone was rightfully upset about it. I was, Nikki Haley at the United Nations was, members of Congress were, and Donald Trump, he was fine with it. He was just fine with Vladimir Putin. Until today, till Michael Cohen's testimony came out, till Donald Trump realized that maybe he shouldn't be meeting with his boss, Vlad, so clearly and obviously in public. Maybe it does look bad to do that. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Ann, line two in Oregon. Hey, Ann, how are you?
Hey, Mark. I'd like to express my opinion that Trump has told us what he's guilty of. When he named, within the past week, I think, four or five Dems that he wanted to charge with treason,
mm-hmm.
I call that projection.
You know, he's a master of projection. Mm-hmm. I'm a master of projection. I mean, even when the day after it came out that he bragged about sexually assaulting women, like to try to grab them by their private parts, using a particularly crass term, he moved on a woman, he said, like a bitch, trying to get her to sleep with him and took her out furniture shop. All this stuff, the Billy Budd, we all know the tape. That same day, he's going after Bill Clinton for whatever Bill Clinton did, which may well have done, but kind of changing the subject. You know, when it comes to, treason, as you point out, that's a very serious allegation. And he's accusing mm-hmm. others of it. There's no evidence that anyone but Donald Trump and his people have conspired with the Russians. I mean, this in everything, right? I mean, he calls a woman fat and ugly when he's fat and ugly. I mean, just everything from the smallest yeah. detail to the biggest detail. It's almost like he can't help himself. And he accuses people of doing
unconscious.
Right. Like Hillary Clinton says, you're Putin's puppet. No, you're Putin's puppet. Hillary Clinton? The Russians hate Hillary. Hillary was the toughest person to Vladimir Putin, that one of the toughest leaders we've ever had. Right. No. You're Putin's puppet. You know, lock her up. Was he saying, in effect, that he realizes that he should be locked up? I mean, you could take.
I think so.
I think so, too. I think Donald Trump is all about protection. He has a very weak mind. And weirdly enough, you know, I've been going back and watching and learning a little bit more about Richard Nixon, kind of before my time. But Richard Nixon, to his credit, was a much smarter thief, a much smarter criminal than Donald Trump. Richard Nixon admitted, and only if he hadn't had the tapes, I think he wouldn't have been removed from office. He would say on the tapes he knew what he was doing, and he knew it was wrong, and he said it basically said, I'm going to lie, and then he went out and lied. But he would never do something as stupid as Donald Trump has. Donald Trump is much more like the dumb criminals, you know, the ones that try to rob a bank, and they've got their ski mask on their face, but the underneath their neck they've got their picture ID from the work, you know, and then the bank camera gets that. He's a dumb criminal because he's
unconscious of his projections.
Well, I guess that's correct. I guess that's correct. He's someone who has used his skill at projecting in the past. He thinks everyone's scamming him because he's scamming everyone. He thinks everyone's lying to him because he's lying to everyone. He thinks everyone's disloyal because he's disloyal to everyone. He thinks everyone's a coward because he's a coward. And so, you know, look at his tweets. Virtually every one of them applies to himself I mean, low IQ, right? Low IQ, that's one of his insults. That does, too. You know, if I didn't know better, I'd think he was involved in the Kennedy assassination. That's the only one I can think of that you know, probably wasn't projection. But everything else that he says is all about projection. And thank God that Donald Trump is such an idiot. Thank God he's such a nincompoop. Thank God he's more Mussolini than Hitler. Because if he were smarter, I got to tell you, looking at the 40% of Americans who are following this cult leader in a very weird, brainwashed way, we'd be in real trouble. We'd be in real trouble as a country. Thank God he's a bad liar. I mean, you know, a good liar twists a few facts. This guy just says whole cloth. I had no connection to Russia. And now he says today, of course I had a connection with Russia. That's what I said all along. He's kind of, who believes this? He's gaslighting us. And
I'll let you go.
There are. Thank you for calling, Ann. I appreciate it. Ann from Oregon. No, he's gaslighting us. And it's actually scary when you think of his minions, the people who support him. And the answer is, of course, all they do is watch Fox News. And Fox News is Trump TV. It's a creature of the White House. The head of Fox News works in the White House and coordinates between Fox News and Donald Trump. Donald Trump and Sean Hannity talk night after night after night, just as we now know that Donald Trump talked with Roger Stone night after night after night. Who's Roger Stone? Roger Stone is the guy who worked with Russia and WikiLeaks to use the espionage to illegally hack into Democratic Party servers and use that to make Hillary look bad. And if you think that's no big deal, I remind you what Watergate was. What was Watergate? Watergate was an illegal break-in. Same thing as an illegal hack, right? One was physical, one was cyber. They were both illegal break-ins to steal information they had no right to have, to use that information to elect a president of the United States. See, you are allowed to gather unflattering information against your political opponent. That's true. But you're not allowed to steal it. You're not allowed to break into a building and grab records, and you're not allowed to break into a computer system and grab records. And that was enough to get Richard Nixon kicked out of office. If it hadn't been for the tapes, I don't know that we ever would have gotten Richard Nixon. But Donald Trump, I don't know that there are any tapes, although there might be. Michael Cohen's pretty tricky. We know he taped something with Stormy Daniels. Call me unsurprised when we find out that there are tapes out from Michael Cohen. But Donald Trump, as Ann points out, we don't even need the tapes because his lies are so bad that even Donald Trump doesn't believe them. He can't remember them. He can't keep them straight. This, by the way, just so you know, is my penultimate show. Great word, penultimate. It means next to last. This is my penultimate show of 2018. I've only got one more show. It's going to be a week from today. And I'm glad it's a week from today. Instead of next Monday, where we would normally do a show, it's a whole week. Gives me a chance to look at all the news that I think is going to be very full between this week and next. That'll be my last show of 2018. Then in 2019, most of you know, I am a Virginia State Representative. We call them delegates. A member of the Virginia House of Delegates, I proudly represent Alexandria, Arlington, and Fairfax. I will represent my communities in the capital of Virginia, in Richmond, Virginia, in January and February. So I will be gone then, but I'll be back afterwards. You'll get me for at least a little while, at least occasionally. We do have time. We'll take one more break. 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. Right back with you.
He's a Fulbright scholar, and he speaks French, but he couldn't tell you who won the Super Bowl. It's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to Inside Scoop. Just a couple minutes left. Again, Donald Trump said today, we played it for you several hours ago. Very simply, Michael Cohen is lying. And Giuliani said an hour ago, quote, Trump's recall of Moscow deal matches Cohen's.
Freaking idiot.
So he's been caught in lying about Cohen's lying as recently as today. He lied about the lying, and then his own lawyer said that Donald Trump was lying. It gets confusing. Very quickly, we've got Britt, line one, in Eureka, California. Go ahead, Britt. We only got about a minute, so make it quick, please.
Oh. Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Hey, I wanted to point out something that I had heard or actually read recently in a book called The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
It's I've read
a very intense book.
William Shirer.
But, you probably know quite a bit about it. Like, I just wanted to point out here, there was one thing talking about a part of that Germany under a section called The Roots of the Third Reich, and they were talking about the Junkers, which I believe is the early Prussian lords that were raised in that part of the world. And I know that's the part of the world that Donald Trump is raised from. I just wanted to quote a quick section from the
real quick,
if I can, or from this book.
Go ahead.
Let's see. There was no large towns nor any substantial middle class as there was in the West, where a civilizing influence might rub against him. In contrast to the cultivated grand seigneur in the West, the Junker, talking about the Prussians, developed into a rude, domineering, arrogant type of man, without cultivation or culture, aggressive, conceited, ruthless, narrow-minded, and given to petty profit-seeking, that some German historians noted.
That's a great quote. You should post that in my comment on my website, marklevytalk.com. Rude, aggressive, domineering, petty, looking for petty profits. That pretty much describes Donald Trump. Uneducated, petty, rude, aggressive, but more than that, just grasping for himself. I have long argued that the main difference between Democrats and Republicans, between liberals and conservatives, is that liberals and Democrats care about the entire world, believes it takes a village, believe that all of us should have a chance to succeed. Republicans only care about themselves. I said they're all about selfishness, the virtue of selfishness. Who cares about the world? I'm looking out for number one. Well, Donald Trump, you're the prototypical Republican. That's who you are. Mark Levine signing off.